Who knows what's best for newborns and young children who are deaf or hearing impaired? That's the root issue in a dispute over a bill in the state legislature to provide informational resources to the parents of those children. Assemblyman Tony Mendoza, a Los Angeles area Democrat, says his AB 2072 was a response to his visit to Ora Lingua, a special school for hearing impaired children in his home district.
I got to meet some parents that were frustrated because when they first found out that their child was deaf, they were not given any information. And by the time they found out about the different options and by the time they realized that they wanted to do cochlear implants, the kids were really up in age and they had to go to a special school to help them adjust.
But Mendoza's bill is bitterly opposed by numerous deaf activist groups, including Deaf Newborn Intervention and Advocacy, whose CEO, Sherry Farinha, speaking through an interpreter, charges that it favors the interests of the medical establishment over those of parents.
We can see clearly that there's money involved with those who are pushing the bill. Audiologists are behind it, California Hospital Association, CMA, medical professionals. We want to make sure that parents are protected and understand the risks involved with any kind of medical devices or surgeries. The medical professional is going to steer the parents through the medical fix-it choices, and there is no cure for deafness.
Jim Brune, executive director of the Deaf Counseling Advocacy and Referral Agency in San Leandro, also speaking through an interpreter, warns that AB 2072, in its present form, gives audiologists too great a role in shaping parental decision-making.
An audiologist is trained and certified to evaluate and look at someone's hearing loss. The scope of the work doesn't include explaining to parents what their options are, what languages there are available, what different communication options they have. They're not trained for that. So this bill is trying to put them in a position of being this sort of communication supervisor, and that's not appropriate.
Instead, Brune argues that all children with impaired hearing should get immediate early exposure and training in American Sign Language, something he sees getting short shrift in Mendoza's bill.
The research that we've done since the 60s has shown that American Sign Language is an actual verifiable language. It's got syntax. It's got its own grammar. It has its own sentence structure. That early language development is going to allow this person to do better in school, to be on an equal playing field with their hearing peers. That early language intervention, that's a bridge between them and the rest of their lives.
Mendoza responds that ASL is included in his bill, but not to the exclusion of other options for families.
American Sign Language, that's the only option they want. For me, as a parent and as a former school teacher, I think parents should be presented with all the options and let them make the best informed decision what's in the best interest of the child and their family.
Brune acknowledges that hearing aids and cochlear implants can and do help some individuals, but only up to a point.
When they take the hearing aid off or when they take the implant off, they're still deaf. So then what are they left with? They've got to have that language in the first place. That's the foundation of everything.
Mendoza's bill passed the Assembly on a 57-7 vote last April and cleared a key state Senate committee last Friday. It now awaits a final vote this week on the Senate floor. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.